Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live Friday worldwide broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, as we are every weekday, and I'll be back this Sunday, Lord willing, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're going to cover the Chinese state-run media openly giving out nuke targeting list of the United States with damage projections for places like Los Angeles. We're going to get into all the latest news that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. We're going to look at the march of the authoritarians that call themselves the liberal, progressive, politically correct crew. We're going to look at the latest on Obamacare and what it has been designed to do. Israel has had a strike on Syrian military bases. So that is continuing. We have a new video with Pearl Jam singer stops concert to push gun grabbing while he has armed bodyguards. Talk about ridiculous. We also have some other very important articles on the unemployment numbers, the NSA, and police now in 18-wheelers surveilling drivers. So that's just some of what is coming up here on the broadcast today. Now, we're also going to be interviewing a special guest coming up on the transmission. Study, conspiracy theorists are sane. Government dupes are crazy, hostile. A recent study by psychologists and social scientists in the U.S. and the U.K. at major universities suggests that contrary to mainstream or brainwashed stereotypes, those labeled conspiracy theorists appear to be saner than those who accept the official versions of contested events. That's like the Democrats. They are still busy running around saying that Obamacare is a great thing. And then if you don't agree with that, you are a bad guy. And it's the same thing. They come out and move to get the Alamo UN World Heritage Site designation, which in the agreement says 7 square miles have building restrictions on them, and then every other mission in San Antonio going under it has similar controls, and it's in the treaty, and it's on record what it does. So the media comes out and says there is no UN period involvement. Alex Jones is a liar. Same media that says there are no domestic drones. QE3 doesn't devalue the dollar. Obamacare is going to work great. There are no death panels. They just lie to you, and people don't feel empowered, so they just go, well, it must be true because they wouldn't lie to me because I don't want to feel like I'm a loser. You're a loser accepting the con game. You're a loser going along with this corruption. You're a loser putting up with the garbage. You're a loser when you buy into the con that if you imagine that you're not being conned, that somehow it's like Oprah Winfrey in The Secret. I can't tell you how many people I know who believe that if they just think something, it's going to happen. Sure, confidence in sales, confidence in dating, it has a big effect. But you can be as confident as you want to be and walk up to a 50-story skyscraper that has concrete below and jump off, and you will die. When you hit the concrete below, you will die unless you hit a bunch of awnings or something on the way down. People live because they hit 4 or 5 awnings and it'll break their back and every other bone, but they live. You are not going to just have Oprah Winfrey's The Secret and jump off a building and then sprout wings and fly down to the bottom. That isn't how that works, okay? So we're going to come back, get into all of it. A man has been banned for Facebook for saying he likes fried meatballs. That's now racist. And we're going to talk about it all and more. I'm not kidding, by the way. We're going to be right back. Stay with us.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, it's Friday, and we're going to have open phones for first-time callers on any subject or news item you wish to raise. I love the wild card element of it. On any subject you wish to discuss, questions, comments, agree, disagree, toll-free number to join us for first-time callers, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've got a ton of obviously very important news to get to, but I want to make something clear up front. It's Hillary Clinton's job to be discredited and take the blame and be politically destroyed and then rebuilt again. It's Barack Obama's job to be politically built up, then destroyed, then built back up again, to take the blame for what the establishment's doing. I've had the analogy for more than 15 years on air that many of you have heard that's been picked up by a lot of folks, and that's always good because it's a good way to telegraph information to folks, that the Republican and Democratic parties, to the offshore banking cartels that are above the law, tax exempt, with diplomatic immunity, they are like body armor on a knight 1,000 years ago in, say, France. And the Republican and Democratic parties are like a shield, and the shield gets all dent up and gets damaged and bashed in, and there's holes in it. after 4 to 8 years with a presidential front man or puppet, and then the establishment throws down that shield and they pick up a new shield, a new Republican or Democratic front person that they finance and put into power. And this has never been more obvious than it is with Obama. As many have joked, he's the third or fourth term of George W. Bush. Or one could argue that he is the fifth or sixth term for the Clintons. It really doesn't matter, because when you look at Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and the other big Federal Reserve shareholders of the big mega banks that literally control the issuance of currency and credit in this giant rigged casino, and who are taking over our world and waging war against the free market, when you really look at it, it's the exact same people behind both major political parties punching the buttons, pulling the strings, giving the orders, and you've got total continuity of agenda between administration after administration, really, really since Kennedy got his head blown off. I mean, that's really, you always had corruption, you always had special interests, you always had problems, but there would be different power structures at certain levels in there, struggling for control. There was a lobby for workers, and there was a manufacturing lobby, and there was a states lobby, and there was a Christian lobby. Now there's just a big mega bank, foreign bank cartel lobby that is running the show. And all they need is the illusion that things are changing on the surface. Can somebody get me a water? I forgot to get one. I'm throat dry. Thank you. And when you sit there and look at this now, that's why things are so corrupt, and that's why the establishment can basically get away with bloody murder, is that there are no other special interests that are even corrupt to compete with the globalists. See, the founders wanted a balance of power, a separation of power, a constitution, a bill of rights, a states versus the feds, two branches of the Congress, legislative, the executive, the different groups, the judicial, knowing that there would be powerful, corrupt individuals at different levels of it, but hoping that it would tie the hands of one central dictatorship or one central oligarchy to come into power if they could play off these different power structures against each other. It's basically an architecture. And it worked better than any other system we've seen to restrain corruption, to restrain one central group getting in control, and the stagnation and corruption that inevitably leads from all of that. And so I just wanted to state today up front, that's why things are so bad. And we have these corporate interests that are basically now trying to cement and establish their illegitimate takeover of society. And that's why they want to put authoritarianism in and dumb down the population, is so that there's no resistance to the total hegemonic control that they are attempting to put into place. And they're not in full control yet. There isn't a total global government yet. There isn't total currency and cash controls yet. We haven't been totally dumbed down and balkanized and atomized politically yet. But you can see the road that we're going down only gets worse. Thank you for the water. And so I'm just here pointing out to the nouveau riche, some of the establishment people that aren't totally evil, and for folks that really want to have a prosperous and stable future for your children, if you're not completely evil and completely into just raw destructive power, you should be firmly against the New World Order, because it is basically like signing on with Sauron to take over all of Middle Earth, if you want to use that analogy. I mean, this is madness. To make a deal with this and just say that it's a good idea and a wonderful thing. So you're going to see articles like this one in the press out there in places like TheWeek.com saying, why is Hillary Clinton's popularity sliding? Well, I mean, who cares? She's just a CIA operative since the 60s who's here to break down the U.S. and collectivize us, while picking up lots of hot young girlfriends. I mean, that's what Hillary Clinton does. And then we see articles about Obama. He's plunging. He's in trouble. The point is you've got the Republican leadership with Obama and the state-run media all attacking the Libertarian Tea Party right now because they are able to point out that it's the globalists that are wrecking things. The globalists may get the blame and may get in trouble for what they've done, and we could have a real restoration of our republic. If we have a real debate about this, then the worst common denominator in politics and in special interest won't be able to govern our entire society and take over our world. And so with that backdrop, we have to understand that we're dealing with an inbred group of royalty and other powerful families who universally in their own publications say they believe humanity's a bunch of ugly trash. We're eating up their resources. The world is theirs. We are an infestation that must be culled, that must be removed, that must be gotten rid of. And so whether you want to believe that reality or not, that reality is there. That reality is the policy and the point from which this whole system flows. I mean, here's an article today on the Associated Press, AP editors, Obama relies on staged propaganda photos. And it's not like we need AP to tell us that. But for the public, that's a revelation that government and media are even staging things. We've got other articles here where top hospitals opt out of Obamacare in U.S. News and World Report. Again, the top hospitals with the big insurance companies and banks wrote Obamacare. They don't have to be under it. Only smaller hospital chains, state-run city hospitals, real charity hospitals, and real private hospitals, they are all to be shut down. So there it is from U.S. News and World Report. Just like all the big corporations are exempt from Obamacare. It's only for you that doesn't have a lobby. Anything that comes out of this system, it's the same globalists looting Greece, looting Argentina, looting the United States. I mean, we know what they do because we've watched them do it over and over again, not just here, but other places. It's very, very simple to understand. It's like watching a baby bird fall out of a tree and watching somebody's cat jump off the front porch and run up and grab the bird and eat it. You don't have to know what the cat's going to do when it drags the bird off because you've seen it before. You know what the cat does to baby birds or does to baby mice. Oh, but don't worry, ISSA is going to have a hearing about it, just like Fast and Furious and everything else, and then nothing will be done. But they'll score some more fake political points instead of actually moving to have these criminals arrested. And then Pat Buchanan has an article out, The First Hustler Runs the Big Con. And, of course, told you in the last 6 years hundreds of times that they would never kick you off a plan and let you keep your plan. So let's play a short compilation of Obama just to remind you of how he lied to you.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor.
That's 2009.
If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan. Period.
Period.
First of all, if you've got health insurance, you like your doctor, you like your plan, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. Nobody is talking about taking that away from you.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your private health insurance plan, you can keep your plan. Period.
If you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance through your job, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage or the doctor you have.
I think that's enough. That's from the State of the Union. There's more. But here's the issue. It was in the legislation that they could kick you off and jack up your rates because the insurance companies wrote it. So it was his job to sit there and tell you that it was a hoax, that it would kick you off your plan and raise your premiums. That's now all happened across the board. And it's just like the news saying that the UN isn't taking over the Alamo. It's a fact they are, but they just come out and say, I'm a liar. The UN is not involved in any way. That's what they do. They are enemy operators.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, back in 1990, just so you know the type of evil we're dealing with, in Northern Europe, in Western Europe, in England, and in the United States, all at the same concerted time, began mandated basically under UNESCO, UN guidelines. That's what our Department of Education's under. And so are these other Department of Educations. That's why from Australia to the U.S., it's the same programs, same names in most cases. Global standardization through regulatory systems. Agenda 21 is just part of that on the environment to take over society and centralize control by these arrogant globalists who see us as a plague when they're really the plague. They came out and began death education and suicide prevention as part of death education, having kids get in coffins, having children be rolled up in blankets and have kids sit on them to simulate death, so that children that never thought about death would then get into it and begin thinking about it. And I want to do a report on the nightly news tonight, or maybe on the Sunday show, because I was just thinking about this during the break. One of the guys pointed something out to me, and I want to go back and show people the backstory on this, because we've covered this so long, and now we've gotten to this point where they came out about a month ago in a big national study we covered here and said, wow, all over the country, anti-bullying training triples bullying. Well, yeah, you go tell 11-year-old girls how to strangle themselves with a shoestring hanging it on a coat rack in the bathroom, and you teach 500 girls that in a school of 1,000. In every school, sometimes three or four, because they would copy each other. That's what little girls do. They would go hang themselves. There have been national news stories about this. Like, did it backfire? It didn't backfire. For 40 years or more, it just came out in the news again last week. They have kids play spaceship or lifeboat and go, we need policemen, we need teachers, we need bureaucrats. We don't need librarians or whatever. And then they decide who's thrown off the spaceship or who's thrown off the lifeboat because there's not enough food for everybody. So we've got to decide who dies. Yeah, they're CBS News. Anti-bullying programs are having an opposite effect. And they ask, are they? And, of course, it's a tripling in the overall rate in the 50 states in a major study of 7,000 students. But shifting gears, the point is, John Bound goes, why didn't you cover yesterday? It was in your stack, and I saw you talking about it. Why didn't you talk about Belgium and the Netherlands and others are set if kids want to commit suicide? And of course, folks, you can't come to a kid and say, you're 12. Do you want to have an abortion? You have the parental right. Well, now they do that in California. Now, your parents don't count now. You make the decision. Well, they're a minor. That's why you can't go convince a minor to have sex with you or a minor to use drugs. They don't have free will. Every culture has said. And you can't have outsiders, the state, saying it's their free will to have an abortion with your kid, or their free will to give them a morning after pill, or their free will to give them inoculations. They're now passing laws. So you heard about, you know, decades ago in Europe, they passed laws saying kids have rights to divorce their parents and all this, just if they don't like them or their parents are Christians or whatever, they'll take them away, or the parents don't want the 5-year-old to be a lesbian because the school taught them that they were a lesbian. It's not pedophilia when you do that. It's loving liberalness. So you could go then be taken away and, you know, do whatever you want at age 5 if you want. Well, now the state's teaching the kids that if you want to commit suicide, we'll help you right now. And CBS News is reporting it. NBC News is reporting it. The London Telegraph is reporting it. Belgium considering new euthanasia law for kids, and they report it like it's no big deal. And so they say in California, they will give you money prizes on discount cards. They will give you video games, you name it, if you go and you get the inoculations or if you have the abortion. So they tell your kids, we will pay you to have an abortion and your parents don't count. I mean, that is just light years past the Soviet Union. Just like they're telling the army, if you're a Christian or you're part of the Tea Party, we're going to arrest you. And then that's a footnote, and Fox News asks, is that good? Can't say, oh my gosh, we're in trouble. No, see, it's all part of acclimating now. The supposed opposition news just says, is that good? Remember last year, Paul Watson published an article that for a week no one picked up because they didn't believe it, from the Journal of Bioethics saying kill children, even healthy up to age 3, if the parents wanted to? Then finally people admitted it was real. It was a big national story. A year and a half later, it's like, well, of course we're going to kill kids. And if your 10-year-old wants to, we'll give them the pills to do it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, in 1992, 2020 on ABC News, I know because I had the tape years ago and played clips of it on my Access television show in 1996 and did investigations of it, that they had a doubling, tripling, or quadrupling, depending on which study or report you looked at, of suicides right after they started teaching the most impressionable coast to coast. The first school to start it was Littleton in Colorado. Basically hardcore mind control program. Teaching the intermediate school children, 6th, 7th, 8th graders, how to commit suicide. And then they stood back and said, we have no idea, the teachers and folks at the school, that's how compartmentalized they were with cognitive dissonance. There's no way the feds would give them a program that would make kids kill themselves. So what did they do? They increased the anti-suicide, but also death training. And again, I bet it's on YouTube. I haven't even checked. You can find death education is the actual term. In coffins. Putting six-year-olds in and teaching them how to hang themselves, and then you wonder, the DARE program increased drug use on record, teaching the kids how to use drugs. And we sort of go, oh, the cops don't know that. No, the average cop doesn't know that. They've been selected because they don't know that. They're in there teaching kids how to use drugs and others how to tattle on people using drugs to fill the private prisons, to prime the children for a life of crime. This is a total war on humanity, folks. This is eugenics. This is population reduction. And we've gotten to the point that I've become so acclimated, I've become so prepared myself just living with this evil, that it comes out in CBS News, NBC News, London Telegraph, is one of the top stories in the country. They actually found a WorldNet Daily article from back a decade ago about death education at Columbine. Good job. That's what's so good about having WorldNet Daily since 96. They covered it all. You print that for me, guys. See, here's what happens. I see one article and then 1,000 I've seen over the years literally pop in my mind. And then I think about all the other connections and I freak out. I'm not kidding. That's why I get so angry on air. That's a defense mechanism against not crying, folks. They're teaching children everywhere how to commit suicide right now. And then they use the increased suicide to increase more suicide training. And they give them suicide mass murder pills. And then Saturday Night Live and Conan O'Brien and Comedy Central and all the other shows, they all make jokes. Every major comedy show in the country, I saw at least 7 or 8 of them, shows I don't even watch or know the names of, but you know, big folks I've heard the name of but don't really know who they are. They all made jokes with me about mass murder suicide pills. See, because they had to hide it in plain view. Oh, he says the shootings are happening at schools because they're always on mass murder suicide pills. That's what they should be called. The insert says causes mass murder and suicide. Megalomania. Delusions of grandeur. And even 2020 admitted in Columbine it tripled suicides. Yeah, there it is. Actually, it's my memory. They found it from 13 years ago. I was correct. Look at that. Of course, that's WorldNet Daily reported. I remember this from 1996 when somebody sent me the tape, a concerned listener. The tape was aired on British television, and the Atlantic Monthly did a feature story. The producer of 2020 saw the video and decided to do a segment on the death education, which was aired in 1990. So my memory is photographic on that, but not anymore, folks. Like everything pre about 5 years ago is almost photographic. Now it's not. So I've got to double-check myself. I remember that video very well because it was called The Freelance Writer, was working on the story and sent her some of the newsletters I've written on the subject. We should get these writers and these people that lost their kids. In fact, I've interviewed Austinites over the years. Once I aired this, all these Austinites contacted me, including one that was a medical doctor. And his 11-year-old daughter, totally happy, totally playing sports, playing basketball, playing lacrosse, champion swimmer. Just watch her having the flashbacks, folks, of the data in this fight. And I just see the yuppies laughing about it as they murder our children by design. It's so funny to them by implanting mind control in their brains to make them kill themselves. They have all the studies and actuaries. They know what percentage of kids will kill themselves when they tell them the sad story of another little girl that was sad for her boyfriend. They know about the phenomenon with Romeo and Juliet when they would do Shakespeare plays statistically to large crowds. A lot of times women would go kill themselves. So the globalists, that's one data point they got. They did a test of it. They teach them a Romeo-Juliet story, but they'll tell them a real story of a girl and how sad it was that she killed herself for a love. And the little girls are so touched by it and want to have a feeling of connection to the little girl that died. They go to the bathroom and they kill themselves. And the New World Order dances in pleasure. Do you realize the mega evil we're dealing with here? And now they're teaching them to have abortions and saying, Mommy and Daddy don't know. Here's your money. Have the abortion. Folks, if you went to a 16-year-old girl and you were 19 years old, they would charge you with statutory rape and probably should. If you were 18, she was 16, you know, it starts becoming borderline in my mind. But the point is, older guys shouldn't be preying on young women who really aren't women yet in some cases. But obviously, if you're 20 and you go after an 11-year-old, that's child molestation. You should get 50 years in prison. If you're 20 and you go after a 5-year-old, you should be executed. But the whole point here is that the state comes in and goes, we're going to teach you to have abortions. We're going to let you have inoculations. You have free will. We passed a law saying The age of consent is lowered. This is pervert government coming in and getting in with your kids, teaching them how to kill themselves. Children committing suicide under the age of 16, if you go to the statistics, was unheard of in this country. Last time I checked, there are people under 12 killing themselves by the tens of thousands every year. And it's the same nationwide and worldwide. They are doing this. And see, this is how my brain works. I've got all this incredibly important news, but then Bound goes, hey, this is in your stack. Why didn't you cover this? He's got a daughter. He's shook up by it. The state comes to your five-year-old daughter. How old's your daughter? Five, six? Five. I got a five-year-old daughter. And imagine, they come to him, they tell him a story of a little girl that committed suicide, but since a five-year-old doesn't know how to go hang themselves in Belgium yet, they're not 11. They tell him, if you decide and sign the paper, honey, we're going to make you go to sleep and you'll never wake up. And this is seen as a right. The vampire, imagine if Nosferatu came to a five-year-old's bed, the devil incarnate, called Dracula, and told a little girl, it's your choice if you want me to suck your blood and kill you. Then you'll be undead. Is he a hero? Well, yeah, in the culture, he is a hero. See, death and zombies and destruction. This is a beautiful sacrament. All these little girls killing themselves. This is lusciously loving. And see, I'm the bad man. I am the bad man. I am the bad man. I don't want your 11-year-old daughter to go to a public school in California where she'll be preyed upon by guys that have flunked four grades and basically it's rape. And then when they get her pregnant, you'll say, well, if it's rape, we need to kill the kid. No, that's another crime on top of it. But the point is, the parents, even if you believe in abortion, should be involved in it. No, no, no. Now the state. Can we cue up that NBC lady in the promo saying your kids don't belong to you? This is the type of evil we're dealing with, and they're not going to stop. And now it's mainstream news, and there's a debate. Well, is it good? First, it's sick kids. It's old people, lower class. Now it's, no, if you just want to kill yourself, you should have that right. And then now it's, well, if you are a kid, you deserve that right. Listen, folks, if you want to kill yourself and you're an adult, you know how to do it. We don't need the state involved in that. Just like the state shouldn't be involved in marriage. You want to get married, get married. There's an article right there. Canada has death panels. It's out of Slate. And they're, reporting on it. Of course, we have death panels here now. I remember my dad coming to me about 3 years ago, and he said, son, I heard Dr. Blaylock on your show breaking it down. I went and read the key areas of legislation. He goes, it's true. He goes, and they're now coming to us through the state, getting ready for Obamacare, saying that it's all right. If these medical companies just sell out to the big ones, they'll all be exempt and it's pure profits. But all the small and regionals that actually bring competition, they're going to be shut down. But it's okay if we just join with the system. And it's written to shut down all the competition and jack up prices and protect the big HMOs and insurance companies. He goes, I can't believe they're going to get away with this. And, of course, since then, it's gotten much worse. But you have to understand, folks, Obama will leave office at the end of this, and all the police state will be in place, and all this will be in place, and they would have passed a few riders to claim they fixed Obamacare. Obamacare is working great, just like the drug war. Triple the heroin use, double the cocaine use, methamphetamine use. I saw some numbers like eight times what it was in the 70s. The prison population is the biggest in the world. It's everywhere. They've got shows glorifying it to teach you it's cool to use. I mean, we are under devastating military attack. And I don't just say that. This is, the Pentagon has been running PSYOPs for 60 years domestically. When it was the Department of War before the Pentagon, Edward Bernays was running it and had the declassified mission. Well, he wrote a book about it in the 50s when it was declassified, about how they were to destroy the family and break us down for assimilation into a Brave New World. And Huxley, of course, gave a speech and wrote another book, Brave New World Revisited, explaining that this was actually a battle plan. And his brother headed up UNESCO, now taking over all major heritage sites in the United States and putting them under UN control. And if you criticize that because you're informed and know the entire history of it, those that are ignorant laugh at you as they politically and economically and spiritually burn in front of you. And I'm burning with them. Our country is burning down. Our health is burning down. Our future is burning down. We are being leveraged into debt that the Weimar Republic didn't even see in Germany, pre-Hitlerian Germany. It, on every historical chart, it is red level flying pig crazy. By the way, it tripled on average suicides from an unknown, didn't even exist rate under 16 with the suicide education in 1990. Since then it rolled out, and the last time I checked, it had more than tripled that number. And now it's, quote, an epidemic, so they have whole auditoriums about don't commit suicide, go see your psychiatrist, your psychologist, here's the school people, and then they push drugs on you that are on record to make you commit suicide at a 14 times higher rate. That was the Eli Lilly suppressed study, 1980, and they finally got approval in 1981 on Prozac, which is just a fluoride-based chemical weapon. And as folks figure out that's killing them, we go, oh, we have a new one that's basically the same drug over and over again. Just like with Obamacare. Okay, we're going to fix it. That'll make it worse. Okay, we'll fix it again. That'll make it worse. Okay, we'll fix it again. That'll make it worse. Haven't you figured out, let's say you had three kids. I'll use this analogy again. And one of them got picked up by a perv creeper van. You know, like the van from Scooby-Doo. What do you call that? The mystery machine. The mystery machine with some meth head devil worshiper already grabbed your 3-year-old out of the backyard. So and your kid was found dead in a ditch a month later. Let's just give you the image with maggots crawling out of their eye sockets. That's evil right there, okay? Well, you just decide that, well, maybe it didn't work that time. You wait for the creeper van to come back and you give him your 4-year-old. You kill that one. Now you got a 10-year-old. 10-year-old says, no, I don't want to get the creeper van. Kids didn't come back. You know, I'm like the 10-year-old. I'm the emperor's new clothes. The emperor's not wearing any clothes, folks. I'm like, I don't want to get the creeper van. Homeland Security, black uniforms, checkpoints, NSA spying, government narcotics trafficking, red level, red level. The people running our country, when they have a country hostage, start massacring everybody. Red level, red level. Our government oversaw Pol Pot. Red level, red level. We're in danger, we're in danger. They're running Al-Qaeda. Red level, red level. Emergency, emergency. All I'm doing is trying to sit here and warn you. People ask why I'm still alive. If they kill me, then it makes me a martyr. It makes me a sage in the archetypal view, and then everyone listens to what I had to say. So they assassinate my name instead. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? Of course I don't care if they kill me. I have no fear. Because all I fear is not fighting these people and letting them just run on and 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 on, having their way with free humanity over and over and over and over and over again. Let's get the guest on at 20 after. We'll keep them 20 minutes the next hour if they can do it. If they can't, we'll just move them to another day. I've got to get to these calls and cover news, like I said. It's a good guest. I want to get them on, but I need to go to the calls if I said I would. I know I'm right. It's so much more horrible than words. There's so many crimes, so much evil, so much they're doing, so much connection, so much manifest scientific rollout in all their own white papers, admitting what I reverse engineer their operations and then read their white papers later, and it's word for word what I've said on air, but from their perspective. I mean, I literally have studied these people so long and so much, I know more than most of their top people do. And I realize where this plan's going, and it's so horrible. They're going to use every evil person, every evil vice, every evil control freak to man their takeover. And then they believe they're going to virtuously expunge the earth of 99%+ of us. They tell their minions 90% and other minions 80% think they'll be part of the those that get to live and be part of it. That's all the big secret for the 20 academic percent who will say, well, of course we're going to kill everybody. There's too many. And you're like, but my sombrero is racist. They go, well, that's just to control you. So we socially put ourselves on the moral high ground. So you're an actual military operative. Yes, we are. And you are foolish to have not joined us. But they plan to kill you too. Well, you're just on a power trip about this. You just think you're part of the establishment and hate humanity. And then they're always like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. See, because then the little power trips over once I point out to them, okay, even if you're just a psychopath control freak or whatever, or get off on the power trip of this plan and thinking you're part of it because you've been let in at a lower level to some of it, this is targeting everybody. And they just don't get it. And they go, well, look at the problems of population and blah, 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 and ecological disasters. And I'm like, yes, but you don't wreck humanity so that it can then be more easily exterminated. And, of course, the globalists have meetings and it leaks that they're panicking. The scourge contagion's out of control. That's what we're called. We've got to limit it. And it's mutating and resisting. The program isn't working. Get the AI computers in. Oh, my God, we've got to save the Earth. And you know, they have the Rockefeller University meetings when Oprah's there. And they sit around with the Rockefellers and Rothschilds. This all comes out. And they discuss, we've got to accelerate the program. But if we continue to accelerate, they will actually become aware of it. We've got to have a ambient background program to raise it slowly so that they don't resist. Yes, but they're actually adapting to that. You're using the adaptive strategy, so they will submit and adapt to our program of soft kill. But they're actually adapting to the overall program. Oh, reports of shots fired at Los Angeles Airport. So they'll fear-monger that with trauma-based mind control. Statistically, gun crime's down 49% in the last 20 years, but the minions in every study think it's way up. That's mind control.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When disaster strikes, what will you do when the power goes out and the gas lines go down? Do you have an emergency backup plan in place? Well, Stove in a Can needs to be part of it. Stove in a Can is portable, safe, easy to use, cooks food for hours, and boils water in minutes. Propane tanks are a hassle, and lighter fluid and gas can be dangerous. Don't wait until it's too late. Order yours today for only $29.99 at stoveinacan.com. Special bundle offers available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee at stoveinacan.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there was some real scum in the alarm business, cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
We're going to go to your calls for the first 20 minutes of the next hour. Then we have a special guest joining us. Look at the psychology of what the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, the dying media calls conspiracy theories. Very important. Look at the study showing those that call themselves conspiracy theorists on average. It shows in major studies are actually more accurate, more informed, and just common sense. They call the founding fathers conspiracy theorists, saying you don't want a big giant government that takes your guns. They'll do that to enslave you. That's just the case in every point in history. Just absolute common sense fact. It'd be like telling a fish don't come up and grab on a hook that's got a worm on it. I mean, there's a person up there that's going to grab you and take you away. But then you can just tell the fish it's a conspiracy theory. Bite the hook. They go, okay, Obamacare won't raise your premiums or kick you off. You bite. The fish is like, you lied to me if it could talk. I know I did. Now I'm going to fillet you. They're literally telling you, don't have instincts. Don't be common sense. Don't question. That's a conspiracy theory. While you can go look up death education since 1990 under the Department of Education, massively increasing suicides in this country of small children. And now, under the new rights in Europe they're trying to pass here, children as young as 5 years old can decide to kill themselves. Oh, sorry, Mom and Dad. We convinced your five-year-old that they want to die. They're going to go to a facility. They're going to be given lethal injection. And then the parents go, well, that's liberal. And then they always sell it like, oh, it's for in case they're sick and people won't let them. No. No, it's all about killing granny. It's all about getting rid of people. And you're all going to find out. You know, here's the news, no matter what happens to me. This stuff's real. My analysis is right on target because the globalists are all public. It's like, I've used this analogy, I'll use it again. It'd be like if I said Monday Night Football, they have NFL games. And then it was NFL games came on and somebody went, man, how do you know that? You are so smart. I'm like, it's in the TV guide, it's online, or it's in this book, that on this channel, at such and such time, who's playing? And they're like, that's unbelievable. But see, if it's not knowledge they know, even if you have the book, like, here's the book. Here's eco-science, where the White House science czar says they put sterilants in the water. Then he's like, no, that isn't real, I'm not going to look at it. Please look at it. Ah, yeah, whatever, you kook. And I understand why they do that, because they don't want to admit it. And here's the deal. I don't like the dumbed-down mass of people, but I really don't like the globalists that have helped grease the skids towards this. And let me tell you something, folks. Society is degenerating faster. I have never been more freaked out and concerned than I am now. It is degenerating fast. And this country's really in a depression. But nobody's telling the minions that, and so they're all freaking out because they think they're all failures and that everybody else is a success because they watch television, and society is just going haywire right now. And I know you know that, and it's time to get on your knees, folks, before God and ask for guidance. That's the only thing that can hold me together, only thing that can hold you together. I'm telling you right now, there are no atheists in foxholes. I don't know what God you're praying to. We got to reach for a higher power and ask for justice here. Because let me tell you, folks, when they're teaching 11-year-olds how to commit suicide, knowing it's going to make them kill themselves, and I'm a bad guy because I'm aware of this and I'm warning people, the world's in a lot of trouble. Before we go any further, we do have Survival Shield, the nascent iodine patented system developed by Dr. Group with Russian scientists 20-plus years ago. And this is a product nobody wanted, nobody knew about, nobody cared about. They said this was the biggest secret out there, and I looked into it for 2-plus months. It's been life-changing for me, all the amazing things it's done for me. Check it out, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. It's going to sell out again soon, so you better get your orders in, InfoWars Life.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.